Patient name, Madeline, M-A-D-E-L-I-N-E, Satterfield, S-A-T-T-E-R-F-I-E-L-D. Patient date of birth, 12-1-1951. Provider, Kareen, C-A-R-R-E-E-N, Castrol, C-A-S-T-R-O-L-L. Appointment start time, 3-23-2023, 2:15 p.m. Appointment end time, 3-23-2023, 3:30 p.m. Appointment duration, 90 minutes. Primary code, 99205. The patient was seen this afternoon with her husband present, who provided much of the information with her permission. The patient presents with anxiety and depression in the setting of severe chronic pain. Patient has occipital and supratrochlear neuralgia, which causes burning, pinching, and shocking pains in her head, period. With the pain cycles come depression and anxiety, period. Initially, it was thought to be a chemical imbalance caused by the shocks. She has been on numerous psychiatric meds over the past 3 decades. She had ECT. ECT was helpful in decreasing her anxiety, thereby helping her headaches. She had 36 transmagnetic cranial stimulation treatments, which did nothing. She tried hypnosis, period. Patient saw Dr. Robert Castrol for years, then saw Dr. Chris Pasadomo, then more recently was a patient at Stony Brook Outpatient Psychiatric Department. When she was on Abilify at 15 milligrams, it stopped her headaches, anxiety, and depression for a period of 7 years. Then it stopped working. When the patient lived in Florida, trigger point injections and RFAs were done. The trigger point injections helped a bit, but the pain came back. The patient then had monthly ECTs again, which helped the anxiety. Then she was tried on Abilify again, which worked for a while on the headaches and anxiety, but it stopped working. The patient was last on Abilify 6 years ago. The patient went to Dr. Gupta, G-U-P-T-A, at Stony Brook Pain Management. Trigger point injections were given with relief of 4 to 5 hours. Radio frequency injections were done again without success. The patient then saw Dr. Courtney Pendleton, a Stony Brook neurosurgeon. Neurolysis of the occipital and supratrochlear nerves were done. Two torturous vessels entangling the occipital nerves was found. The supraorbital nerve was cut. Occipital headaches stopped, but the headaches ensued on the top of the head and the sides of the head. It was found that the lesser occipital nerves are still affected. Her suffering continues since her teens. Psychiatric meds help for anxiety and depression. Any relief of pain that she gets is when she sleeps. On Tuesday, she will be going to Dr. Golpariani, G-O-L-P-A-R-I-A-N-I, for more nerve blocks. She will be getting a surgical date tomorrow for neurosurgery. She is currently on Buspar, 10 milligrams TOTID, Seroquel 100 milligrams in AM and 150 milligrams at HS, Effexor XR 75 milligrams POBID. According to the husband, she gets very somnolent on benzodiazepines and doesn't tolerate them well. The patient does sleep through the night. Her appetite is okay, but she barely functions. She sits with an ice pack on her head all day long. She is able to help with light, housekeeping, and laundry. The patient has never been hypomanic or manic, no obsessions or compulsions, no panic attacks, only constant anxiety. Past psychiatric history, multiple psychiatric hospitalizations for depression and anxiety, no suicide attempts, no violence. Family history, only remarkable for alcoholism in the brother. Patient substance use, the patient smokes 1.5 packs per cigarettes per day. There is no alcohol or recreational drug use. Medical, coronary artery disease, frequent urinary tract infections. She had sepsis once from a UTI. She has mild COPD. She has tardive dyskinesia with involuntary mouth movements. Surgical, patient had 2 stents. She had nerve surgery on the occipital nerve and a cholecystectomy. Social, patient lives in an apartment with her husband. She is on Social Security. She worked years ago in housekeeping. She was married once before. She has 1 daughter whom she doesn't see very often. She has 3 grandchildren. Developmental, normal birth. She's the 2nd of 5 children. She met her developmental milestones on time. No behavior problems in childhood.